Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove. This is No Criminals. You know, I started this because I deal with it. I was outside each day, almost every day. These dangerous criminals, they're from my building. I guess, you know, they're speaking really loud usually, but they're very quiet because they drive around in a car, a vehicle, especially when I go up to Woodland Hills or go over to, they even follow me over to West LA or, you know, Thursday nights or Saturday nights or whatever. And I don't know these people very well. I don't know why they're following me. They're stalkers. Yes, I have filed restraining orders. I am going to get another restraining order because I think they're dangerous. Then I had to keep a rational mind and kind of ignore some things because if they're homeless, mentally ill people, then fine. But I believe they're people from my building and people from this center where they're mentally ill. I used to work at. I mentioned mentally ill in some of my episodes because I had to deal with these people who, you know, come around me and who were homeless and they were talking to themselves and you know, these individuals in particular were driving around in the car. They were saying that they didn't want my dream to happen in music. I guess they saw me, you know, on a, you know, Twitter, saw my music or whatever. The point of the matter is that I don't know why I'm dealing with this because the truth is I'm not really famous. I'm just got a little notoriety. I'm famed from videos or whatever, but I guess in that sense I attract these crazy people. The other sense is I did work as a counselor, so that's how it is. When these individuals have mentioned that they talked to Nikki Sixx, they talked to people in the industry, they told people in the industry that I am crazy, I am sick, and they even one of the person said they thought I was a schizophrenic. First of all, I ignore the name calling because that's a no-no, you know. When someone calls me something like that, I know the likely is that they're not an expert on mental health. They're not a doctor. They don't have a college degree in psychology to back that up. Second of all, they don't even know me. They're just going by. I'm sitting there on the bus stop eating some popcorn and so on. So they made that assessment, and they're not directly involved. Because an expert who's directly involved can make a better assessment than some idiot trying to diagnose me who's running around in a car, driving around a car, and I don't even know why they're following me all around. I believe that they're very crazy, dangerous people from that San Fernando Wellness Center or from my building. I say this because of the statements that they make. Then I realized that, oh, my God, you know what? I'm dealing with, you know, mentally ill people. You know, I've heard from them said they were talking about looking in my home, allegations from the car. I said that they saw me masturbating, doing all kinds of, saying all kinds of sick stuff. I wish there was laws and I wish there was police that can come and put these people in the hospital or put them in jail because I believe that they're probably homeless and dangerous or living in, you know, they have to have something wrong with them if they're driving around in a car, coming and following me around because I was using public transportation when I encountered these individuals. I did encounter individuals like this in West Hollywood and Hollywood, and I did encounter individuals in the Valley, and I encountered individuals like this all over Southern California. You know, some of them talk to themselves and so on, and that's fine. I have respect for people with severe diagnoses, okay? But when someone has a severe diagnosis and is also dangerous, in particular coming around me, I get very concerned why they're on the streets. And it's not fair, you know. I don't understand it, but from the statements, they said they don't want my dreams to come true in Hollywood. I'm like, that's insanity. I have to ignore it. The restraining orders is definitely, or I have to move, but I'm trying my best to make a rational, common sense analogy. So I ignored the name calling, but I'm wondering why they're driving around. Then I realized somebody said, well, you should ignore it or it should move or whatever. I said, yeah, I'm doing the best I can. I have to take it one step at a time. I'm doing it one direction or the other. It's a wonder why I don't work in mental health anymore. I have no interest. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. I did study mental health, and I was a counseling assistant. So I guess I saw how it was working in mental health. I was not only a rock performer, but I was in mental health because I had a bad background, my own problems from homelessness and stuff like that. So I was attracted to psychology. And when I ended my psychology, when I was let go and I realized I had to try something different, it was because I didn't think I was equipped to deal with the handicap and severe diagnoses. And again, people with mental health diagnoses, a lot of them are very high functioning and they are non-violent. Unfortunately, I had dealt with a few individuals who drive around in a car. I don't know why. They said, I mean, these people were making up stories. They said Nikki Sixx, and they were in the industry or whatever. I mean, I don't believe one word. And making assessments on me without actually coming to me directly or whatever. That is why, you know, I talk about these things constantly because of my experience with the severe mentally ill or the crazy people or whatever. It could be a misconception because of what has occurred in some of my broadcasts and perhaps, you know, the assessments that people make of me. And I don't really care what they make of me because I'm dealing with some very dangerous people. So when you're dealing with those type of dangerous individuals, it's important that the police be involved if their handicap is too severe, where they attack people out of a delusion. Okay? But the sociopath natures of these individuals are, I believe they are, perhaps in my neighborhood because they have said from the car that they don't want me to make it in music. They're jealous of me. I didn't write my song. You know, they're angry because I didn't let Kazuma sing the lead. Kazuma didn't want to sing the lead of a group that wasn't a band. They don't want to see me succeed. They want me to be something that I'm not. The lady in the car is a very dangerous woman, lying to the public and to people that I had a caseworker. She probably lied to people who I know in SGI meeting. I won't be going to those SGI meetings again anymore because them saying that I was a consumer, listening to the broadcast on violations where I was very upset, and they used it as excuse to call me all kinds of crazy things to prevent me from being in the music business and follow me around and call me a whole bunch of stuff without and they're not experts and they don't even know me directly. So there are some very dangerous people in this society, and when I come across these very dangerous people, I am very concerned. You know, they also mentioned about, again, voyeurism. I gave nobody permission to look in my home. But it could be, you know, I don't know. I mention this because of their delusions. I have no evidence of voyeurism. However, if they can see me in my home or violate my privacy, it is a crime, and I have mentioned it before. You know, they were speaking real loud. Today they were talking real low under their breaths. Well, they won't hear me because they're in danger and their sickness. You know, you have to be careful in this society. I mentioned it before in a broadcast that there are some very dangerous people in the society. I think the society has gotten very unstable. We have so many mass killings over the last few years, and you have people doing heinous things to innocent people. And we, I have to hang around with very positive, rational-minded people who will look at me in a nice way and treat me right. I don't hang around some jealous, dangerous criminals or some mentally ill person who ain't well, who's using their illness to hurt me without knowing me, or because of jealousy. I'm not going to hang around someone got ulterior motives or so on. Those are very dangerous people. Go for your dreams is important. I mean, I have never experienced anything where individuals like these drive around in a car who don't know me. They follow me around, and they don't come to me directly. They just call me names from a car. I consider that very dangerous. And everything I said is the truth. And if there's assessment on me of what people listening to this broadcast, I will say that I talk about criminals because I experienced some of the insanity that I never will forget. They mentioned Tyrone. Okay, Tyrone, Buffalo, New York, whatever, whoever. I mentioned this because from the statements I made from the car. If there is somebody from Buffalo, New York, they should contact me directly, my cousin or whatever. Follow me around in the car, calling me names or threatening. I would never have them in my family. I would disown them. I already, stay away from certain members. I don't hang around with anybody in my hometown. I don't want to. That's in the past. That's a long time ago. That's over with. Move on. Okay? I say this with authenticity. I don't care what people think of me. I am a very unique person, but I am very truthful. I know the truth is, and I speak about it, and that's how I deal with it. It is to vent out my frustrations with the justice system of where they should put mentally ill, dangerous people in prison. When you have some group of individuals who drive around in a car following me constantly, and they don't know me very well, they don't know me at all, that I consider them very dangerous and calling me names, that's insanity. When someone may say things that isn't true, or say they saw a celebrity or whatever, that and they don't contact me directly in the car and they stalking me, that's dangerous. When someone, when these homeless, mentally ill people, one of them called me a schizophrenic, I consider them an idiot and very dangerous because they don't even know what schizophrenia is because they're not an expert. They don't even know me. They're going by me sitting on the bench because I look unique, and they're someone who's narrow-minded and an idiot. I did talk about the normal people thing. The normal people thing model standards in that situation is an idiot, shallow, superficial, everyday life thing. They're idiots, Don't take that the wrong way. When I say normal, I'm not talking about health-wise. I'm talking about an idiot. So leave it to an expert to make that assessment. But criminals in this building, if they're in criminals in the area, they should be locked up. They're very dangerous. It's Buffalo, New York. It's SGI meetings. I ain't going to hang around them. Whoever it is. But I consider these people very dangerous when they drive around in the car and make these assessments or say things and they don't even talk to me directly. Remember that basic common sense. I believe in basics. When I'm dealing with people who I don't know or do know, I go, if I want to have some dealings with them, I respect their boundaries. If I want to talk to them or do something, I go up to them and say, hello, how are you? If they don't want to talk to me, then I move on, or something directly. That's how we deal with people in the society. In American society, we deal with them directly. We don't go behind somebody's back. We don't stalk somebody in the car. We don't call people names. That's cruel, evil, a mentally ill person, a dangerous person, because that's very antisocial. We don't go around saying we're going to take away someone's dream who we don't know very well, or we're going to get back at them, or tell people if it's somebody I know, I don't know who these people are, because I look at them and I think they're just mentally ill, dangerous people. So it's really something that I have dealt with for a long time. I don't know. I guess it's bad karma on my situation, because I don't know why I attract these type of riffraff or these type of crowd. I know I have the basic concept of how to deal with people, and I know that I will not ever be able to make assessments on somebody who I don't know if I'm not an expert, because I consider that antisocial as well. You know, we don't trespass on people, get back at them, or violate the bedroom. We don't do things and say things to somebody who we don't know, or if we hear them say something about a street or something, then we just let it be or something. We don't go around harassing because trying to get back, that would be considered antisocial and dangerous. I'm dealing with some people who are basically shouldn't be around other people and should have the legal system involved. I just tell it like it is. I don't care what people think of what I say on this audio and stuff. I am very direct. What they think of me, you know, look at my gray beard and say I'm old. I'm not old. I'm younger. Actually, it's just I'm a very young person, truly. So I don't really care. All I care about is the truth. That's not something I can deal with, because I'm just sitting there wondering, okay, I got headphones in my ear. Okay, I'm eating some popcorn, and I'm looking at these driving back and forth all the time. Somebody will say, and people say, get a restraining order, something's wrong with it. It's very difficult when I don't know where they live, and they're driving around in the car following me around saying those things. That is insanity, antisocial, and dangerous. So, I want to hang around very positive people who come to me directly and who mind their business and respect boundaries. That's just basic common sense. If someone's worried about me, or if I'm worried about somebody else, I would call, I would go to them directly or do something, because that's how we deal with it. And if there is an emergency, like a fire, or they threaten to kill themselves, or if I was doing something like that or something, you know, extreme, then yes, the police have to be involved. You have to be involved to make sure they don't do something to themselves or something. We don't trespass on people's homes. We don't make up stories about rock stars. We don't make up stories that we look inside somebody's home. And again, I mention it too many times because of these dangerous people. If there is trespassing on Twitter or Facebook or in a car or in my building, it is illegal. I did not give permission for anyone to look inside my home without my permission. These dangerous human beings who I consider mentally ill and should have the legal system involved, have also said that there's a reality show in my home. I'm a comedian and so on. They're sick and dangerous. That's not true. Please, I only mention this because I am living in California. And California, I guess, I know Hollywood has a lot of crazy people. Well, that's okay. You know, there's a lot of unique people, but there are some crazy people. Unfortunately, I'm dealing with crazy and criminal combined insanity, and we have to protect ourselves, you know. I have to hang around with whale people. Most people are whale. Most people know basic common sense. Most people respect boundaries. Most people don't do anything illegal or don't become nosy. Because again, when I said that when somebody don't know how to mind their business and don't know how to respect boundaries legally, there's two things wrong with that assessment. Either they have a mental illness, which requires hospitalization or prison, or they are doing something illegal, which requires legal system or prison or hospital or all three. So something is wrong. When you don't know how to mind your business or you're doing something, it means you're doing something illegal, they have to be taken off the streets or something, because you can't be following some stranger around, following me around, and you don't know me at all. Now, if they do know me, if they're from Buffalo, New York, or they're from the SGI meetings, or they're somebody in my building, that's illegal too. I didn't give them permission to, I mean, why do they keep following me around in the vehicle? I'm going to repeat about all the critics who may listen to this and be concerned about my health. I am not schizophrenic. I am not delusional. I am not making up stories. If you continue to believe so, then see a doctor. That doctor will tell you what you need to do if you want to know about basic common sense. I don't listen to an idiot. I listen only to basic common sense and factual knowledge and respect for other people. Now, if it has to do with my music industry, yes, there's some individual out there who don't want me to, those individuals in the car and some individuals who don't want me to make it or judge because I really want to be with you, want to steal my song, want to sign away, whatever. They cannot do that unless they get permission, period. If you want to stop me from recording with somebody, lying to people, trying to use all my audios to make assessments, and that's fine. Leave it to an expert to make that assessment. Please don't trespass on my property. It's illegal. And if other people are going through this, there are tools that I'm doing that you can do. Get a restraining order, get the police, get the legal system, or just try to move. And I'm trying to do that. It's important that we stay away from criminals, even if they're someone I know or family or friends, because they're negative people. Negative people, negative situations, negative consequences. There's no getting around it. I learned that a long time ago. If I hang around positive people, which I will, positive situations, positive consequences. When a positive person like me is dealing with the negative people coming around me, negative people are people who got ulterior motives, who are doing things illegal, who are insanity, who are doing things because they're not well enough to understand reality, etc. Drive around in a car, stalking, keep stalking, and I don't know why, or violating my, if they are trespassing or whatever. That's antisocial. That's involved the legal system. Those are people I don't hang around with. I don't hang around with anybody who's involved in something illegal. I hang around people who know common sense, who know how to respect my boundaries and I respect theirs, who know how basic courtesy, know how to deal with people directly and indirectly, whether we know them or not. That's all I have to say. Good night from Dove Night.